This is Dan Jones, preacher for the Cowan Church of Christ. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. This bit of divine instruction is found in James 1:19. It is a simple yet profound statement that we should all consider, contemplate carefully, commit to memory, and most of all, heed. Just think of how our lives would be changed if we would develop and exhibit these outstanding characteristics. This morning, we wish to review briefly these traits, what they mean, and the need to apply them to our lives. First, James says we should be swift to hear. This means that we should be teachable and that our minds should be receptive to the truth. Often we hear people speak of the difficulties involved in being a good speaker. But it is also difficult, sometimes even more so, to be a good listener. Jesus said, "Take heed, therefore, how ye hear," Luke 8 and verse 18. He also said, "Take heed what ye hear," Mark 4:24. These statements emphasize the responsibility that must be borne by the one hearing. In public prayers, we often hear the sentiment expressed, "Let us be attentive to the preaching of thy word." How appropriate this is and how important it is to our salvation and to our spiritual growth. When the Bible says, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God," Romans 10:17, and "grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ," 2 Peter 3:18, it is surely stressing the need to hear attentively. Second, we are to be slow to speak. How many times have we gotten ourselves in trouble because we spoke before we gave sufficient thought to the words uttered? Would it not be better to think carefully and then speak? Someone has said, "It is a great misfortune not to have sense enough to speak well, and judgment enough to speak little." This seems to echo what James is teaching. An old proverb says, "Lend to every man thine ear, but few thy tongue." James issues several admonitions concerning the tongue in his epistle. James 1:26 says, "If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain." He tells us that the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things, James 3 and verse 5. And he also warns, "But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison," James 3:8. Each of us should be on guard around the clock with regard to our tongues. We should especially be slow to speak when angry, or else our anger will become sin. "Be ye angry and sin not," Ephesians 4:26, can be obeyed only as we endeavor to control our tongues. Certainly it is not wrong to speak, but we should speak thoughtfully and wisely. "A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver," Proverbs 25:11. "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man," Colossians 4:6. Third, James says, "Be slow to wrath." Do we carry a chip on our shoulders, daring anyone to knock it off, ready to fly off the handle at the slightest provocation? Are we easily annoyed and angered? One of the ugliest pictures we can visualize is of a person who is full of wrath and out of control. Our tempers are valuable assets when we are in control. Our tempers can propel us and motivate us to speak and to act in the proper way, but only when we control the temper. One man wrote, "All anger is not sinful, because some degree of it, and on some occasions, is inevitable. But it becomes sinful and contradicts the rule of Scripture when it is conceived upon slight and inadequate provocation and when it continues long." We must rule the temper and not allow the temper to rule us. Thus, temper is a valuable possession. Don't lose it. Even Jesus could be stirred to anger or righteous indignation, as it is sometimes called, but never to the point that he sinned by losing control of his emotions and actions. So as James says, "Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath."